something coming faster than any of us can imagine and will change our lives in the most dramatic ways is AI.
And while AI used to sound freaky to me and just something that was going to take over my world, it really would have revolutionized my practice had I stuck around. Many of you know, I got so burnt out from charting. It was the big reason I left medicine because I was frustrated with the EMRs, the clunkiness, and the amount of time it took to learn them. Not only that, but not being able to sit and connect with a patient and look them in the eye, like one-on-one while you're actually interacting with them, the whole reason we went into medicine, not to do paperwork.
Yeah, so that's why May and I have started working with Lindy.ai, which is fascinating. They help you produce the most efficient notes, fully customizable, which is different than some other AI products, so you can do what you do best, which is see patients and let the artificial intelligence scribe do the dirty work for you.
Yeah, not only do you get the perfect patient notes the way you want, written in any format, for whatever specialty you're in, and maybe you're in ophthalmology or vet medicine, it will also create the note, scribe and send the patient follow-up instructions, referral letters, consultation notes. It's amazing. Lindy is offering our listeners a 7-day trial to experience the difference of their AI medical scribe. Go sign up at lindy.ai/bsfree to get started. That is Lindy, lindy.ai/bsfree. Hey everybody, in appreciation of all the love and support you've given us over the years, we're launching a special contest we'd like to call Share Your Thoughts and Win Coffee. Or instead of cocktails with cocktails, I don't know, it's coffee and comments. And we're looking to make this a bit of a celebration, a way to give back to this wonderful community that's been with us through thick and thin. So what's up for grabs? Not one, but 2, 3, maybe more lucky prizes for 2 separate winners. The prize package includes a freshly roasted 12-ounce bag of amazing coffee from Farewell Coffee Roasters, a BS-free MD Yeti to keep your beverages just the right temperature, and a surprise book personally selected from Tim and I. We're really excited to see who will win this fantastic bundle. And to enter, all you need to do is help us out by leaving us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts or your favorite listening platform. That includes Spotify, Rumble, or YouTube. Share your thoughts about our podcast, what you've learned from us, or your favorite moments. For a bonus 5 entries, share this contest on your story and tag us. This will be available in video for you to do on social. And remember, the more friends you tag in separate comments, the more entries you'll get. There's no limits. We're accepting entries until midnight on March 13th, so don't miss out. And we'll announce the winner on our podcast and reach out directly to them, so keep listening. It could be you savoring that delicious Farewell coffee soon. Good luck, and thank you from the bottom of our hearts for being such an amazing part of our journey. And stay tuned, stay healthy, and who knows, the next cup of coffee could be on us.
Finally, a source of raw, real, and honest information on healthcare issues that matter most. Welcome to BS Free MD. From the latest medical information to how to stay sane as a doctor or a patient, no subject is taboo, no BS is allowed. Now, let's welcome your hosts, Drs. May and Tim Hindmarsh.
Welcome to BS Free MD podcast, Cocktails with Cocktails live stream. Now that we got our sound fixed and Tim's messing around with all the things, look at our background. How do you like it? Looks like we're on the moon. It looks like a virtual background. I wish you could spin the camera. It's actually our...
Oh, no, I have absolute camera control.
It's our pool. Oh, look at there. All right. Now that you are flying the drone overhead...
Look at how freaking bald I am.
Well, this is pretty scary.
Mer.
Before it falls, put that back. So here we are, coming to you live from the pool. We are excited to sip a good one. What you got on tap there, Tim?
I've got a Florida Man from
Tim's drinking Florida
Cigar
Man.
City Brewing,
and
in the Tampa.
I am actually,
it's awesome,
and you should be sipping some of this. I poured you some as well. Look at these wonderful glasses, given and gifted to us as a Christmas present slash home welcoming. What do you call it? Not a
housewarming
gift. They're really cool. They look like, well, they're stainless steel. They kind of look metallic-y, perfect for the pool deck. And I am drinking this Chablis. I've been looking for this for a long time. Tasted it at his sister's a long time ago. It's William Favre Chablis 2021. It's kind of like a Pinot Gris. It's perfect. It's got a little hint of citrus. It's from France. And it will, you can find it at your local store, where you can get fine wines ordered for you. All you have to do is ask them and they can get it ordered in. It's like $25 bottle, but it's really fresh and light. And I will hold that up again. So if you want to see it,
Chablis.
Chablis.
There's nothing like a good Chablis.
So it's good for a hot summer night. And I'm super excited to,
because it's warm now,
enjoy some warm summer nights. The weather here is heating up.
Yeah, not like the 32 below Celsius or 25 below Fahrenheit in Saskatoon yesterday. Sorry, that's really funny.
As well as all the clouds and rain for our friends back home in Oregon. I am so sorry. The weather there looks hideous. So on that note, I just want to say we had friends visit this past weekend. Our besties came from Oregon, only got to spend a couple of nights, but we were happy to have them here. They're on their way. Well, they're there now in Orlando. And sorry that the mouse and his white glove and all the Disney.
Maybe taking a lot of your money.
All the Disney political controversy is taking your money and polluting your brain with their politics. And they're putting their money into the system. So maybe think about that. I don't want to get too political, but I wonder if they know they're
supporting
Disney bullshit.
Speaking of politics, the president had a physical today and he's super fit. Just one caveat, they did no cognitive testing. So the only thing that anyone cares about is like, what is his mental status? They didn't test. Kind of like you go into the doctor and your arm is pointing like east and west instead of north and south, and they check your left knee. It would be like that.
You know, that was really, I got pissed off as soon as I saw that on that news, and it's saying Biden physician declares him physically fit. I'm like, okay, kind of doctor is that? And I don't know. Must have been like a...
Well, the problem is this. If you have to, if everyone's asking the same question and you're getting some bullshit answer, then it just confirms everyone's suspicions, right? I mean, it's like if somebody gave a personality test to Trump and it came back and they said he may have some personality issues, but he's absolutely not a narcissist. It's like, no, he is actually.
Well,
that would be, I mean, it's just so completely insane.
I like how they worded it. They said physically fit. Yeah, they didn't say mentally. And then they actually did put on there later that there was no cognitive tests given because they don't want to know the answer.
Well, because they already know the answer.
No, I think the answer is it's going to be a lot worse if they actually did a cognitive assessment.
No, I think that. Exactly right.
That's what I mean. It's going to be a lot worse. They don't want to know. Because
all right.
Then what do you do?
Enough politics.
All right. Well, here we go. Today, you know what today is?
It's Wednesday, the 28th
speaking of Prince.
It's my grandfather's. Well, it would be. He only made it to 98. It would be his 124th birthday.
Oh, 124th.
He was born in 1900. So he'd have been 124 today.
The day before leap year.
He just barely made the leap year.
Yes. Well, it's February 28th, but it's also 4 weeks and 4 days until Easter. You know how you know it's Easter? When these come out in the store. And if you run now, you can't get yourself a Costco-sized bag and mini eggs. And let's just say...
And a Costco-sized bag of insulin.
So these are perfect.
With optional insulin. Don't crinkle that too close to the...
Perfect to snack on along with your drink. I know.
Oh, wow. What is that? That's some big cricket out there.
It's called a cicada.
It's Jiminy Cricket.
I think they want it to be on the show.
Apparently. You're like, what are those lights that we can't penetrate your cage? The background does look super bitching, though. I agree.
So the friends were coming. We went to class to get up food. Then we ended up buying wall hangings and outdoor things and all the Easter candy. Can't say no to a big bag of mini eggs.
No, those things, literally, they...
They come with those Nempic. No, I'm kidding.
They should. And insulin. And tons of syringes. Anyways.
And they're good for your cold. Tim is a cold. And, you know.
It's not bad, though.
Sugar.
It's an okay
sugar's cold. Just what he needs. All right.
So why is this beer called Florida Man? And what is the significance of Florida Man?
Well, we did this already.
But excuse me, I'm burping because I don't normally drink beer. I normally drink hard stuff, but I consumed all of it and I need to chill. I need to take a chill pill. So I'll two-fist wine and beer.
So what you're saying is you're telling your patients the best way to cure a cold is to douse it with alcohol.
The best way to cure most things, apparently. So here's the deal. The reason Florida Man is a thing is because Florida has very open public records. Mm-hmm. Very open public records. So police reports just get filed. And you can, if you're in a reporter, you can just look it up. And so it just generically says Florida Man did whatever, right? Because that's how they post it in public records. Whereas other states, they don't post that stuff. They say it's part of an ongoing investigation. You don't have information on why this guy destroyed an ATM with a Jeep, right? Whereas here they do. So what ends up happening is it makes the state look even nuttier than, some of its residents are. Because you have access to all of these public records, apparently immediately.
Wow.
So the game, as we played before, is your birth date, Florida Man plus your birth date. So Florida Man plus, whatever, June 29th or Florida
Does
Man.
Does it change every
Let's
time?
Do, for a leap year, let's do Florida Man February 29th and see what you come up
with. Let me find it for you. I wonder if it changes every time. February 29th. And I wonder if it's different for you and then for me. So what I have is Florida man seriously injured and unable to speak. And this is on the NBC News. This is even
Well, most of them are.
Florida man seriously injured and unable to speak after encounter with police. The police were called to Save-A-Lot store in Lakeland after her father was falsely accused of stealing a banana. This happened this year, January of this year.
Well, you did January. I did February 29th, and it gave you January 29th.
So I typed in February 29th, but this 55-year-old man now is in hospital, left with the, he can't speak. He's in a coma. She said he was doing laundry at a laundromat near the Save-A-Lot with her father. When his arms and legs began to cramp up from an infection, he walked a couple of doors down into the Save-A-Lot grocery store to get some bananas because potassium would help him relieve the cramping. Well, he said he told her that he picked up four bananas, one of which he ate on the way to the register. And he told the cashier he needed to pay for four bananas, even though she scanned only three. And then apparently some employee accused him of stealing the banana he ate. And he said, I didn't steal it. I asked to pay. Next thing that happened, there was commotion. And then, of course, all this racial stuff ensued. And next thing you know, the police come. Eight cars responded with six officers and two sergeants. And as the story goes, the police got out with their guns drawn because he ate a banana in the store. And anyway, words ensued. Wow, this gets nuts. But basically, he got thrown around, handcuffed. I don't know how time to read all this, but he got detained, injured. And the next thing you know, He's in the hospital. Can't speak. He's undergoing dialysis too. I don't know. Maybe that's because he didn't get his potassium. I didn't read it all, but if you want to check it out, Florida Man, February 29th, and it's...
Yeah, they're usually long and gruesome tales and not the happiest of folks that it happens to.
So, I don't know. I think it sounds like he was having some medical issues from his low electrolytes. I don't know that it was all from the police showing it. So, enough of that. Florida Man it is. I will stick to my French wine. Can we look up France, February 29th, and see what we get?
French man?
Yeah, French man. That would be kind of funny.
Let's see what happens.
And while he does that, I'm going to tell you about our upcoming contest. All right, everybody, guess what? If you're listening and you're here, send us a little shout out or a comment right now. We'll have to skim on over to the Instagram to see the comments. For a second. Some friends are there. Hi. We got RX for Liberty. Charlie's there. SS Troop and Dragon. And I'm not sure who's on the Facebook. But we have a contest for you because you are our faithful listeners. Hi, Barb. And there's, of course, Desiree. So what we're going to do is we would love it if you could help us by getting our podcast up in ranking with all the platforms, with Instagram. Sorry, not Instagram. What am I saying? Spotify,
Apple,
Rumble, and the YouTube. So what you have to do is we're going to start this today and run it through March 13th for 2 weeks. Midnight, it will close. And to enter, you are going to write a comment on one of those platforms. On Spotify and Apple, we would love it if you could give us a 5-star review. Apple's a little tricky, and we will be doing some video on how to do it, but you really have to scroll to the bottom. Spotify's easy. You find the stars right away. And if you can write a comment, that'd be great. We are going to actually have two contests going at the same time. One will be for a random drawing for someone that rates reviews and writes a comment. But we're going to have a separate contest for the most creative and positive response. It can't be creative and negative response or you're not in the contest. So we'll do a random drawing from all the comments on all four platforms between now and February 13th. We will look at them all and you get entered to win. But we will also do a separate contest for the person that gives us the most creative and glowing review. So two chances to enter. And then there will be some bonus entries. If we will create some video and if you share it to your page and post it on your Instagram, Facebook, or social and tag us, then you'll be getting some bonus entries. I think it's going to be like 5 times as much. What do you win in all this? Why should you help us out? Well, because everybody who loves drinking loves coffee, right? So it's a combination of BS 3MD and Farewell Coffee sponsored giveaway. You're going to get 12 ounces of Farewell Coffee. I have 2 cents, different, 2 flavors.
Don't bang the coffee into the mic.
Oh, there you go. It's kind of loud. Sorry.
Irritating.
We have a new mic and I'm not building it. So we have some flavors of coffee. We have this lovely Yeti tumbler. You can get one of these, screw off top. And a separate screw lid, super slick. Look at that. We have also gone to throw in a book for you from one of our guests that's been on the show. We've had some amazing guests. And I'm not going to tell you, Tim and I are going to select a special book to send to you as well so you can sip it with your coffee. So thanks to Farewell for helping sponsor that. So it'll be coming your way. And I just appreciate you all. And if you can help us out by doing that, then that would be wonderful. Desiree is calling this, and I love it. Share your thoughts and win coffee. But anyway, we will be putting more information out all the time on our socials so that if you forget what to do, it helps. I think we're going to do bonus 5 entries for sharing this contest on your story and tagging us. And the more friends that you tag in separate comments, the more entries you'll get. So we will link all of that into the social, how to do it. And you'll be hearing it again. I'll put it in the Truth Serum with the instructions, and we will announce it on the shows too. So I know the coffee, the Farewell Coffee, I'm almost out. I'm almost down to the nitty gritty, and I got to put it in order. So go on to their site, farewellcoffee.com, place your order too, or if you want to wait to the contest end. But they are out of Bend, and their stuff is amazing, and they've been great supporters, true patriots. They believe in things that we believe, and they have a great product, and their prices are great. They'll ship right to you. So that's why I would like for you to go in there and check them out. So share the news, share the contest info. We had so much fun when we did the cross country trivia contest. But now I want to see what you all have to say about us. So can't wait to get this started. On that note, we're going to talk
Frenchman, February 29th.
What you found. All right. What's on the Frenchman, February 29th?
It's not good.
It's not good?
It's not good.
Is it too bad to read on a podcast?
No, it's the raid on Deerfield, Massachusetts, I believe, when French and Native American raiders under the command of Jean-Baptiste Herteau de Rouvel.
What?
Attacked the English colonial settlements of Deerfield, Massachusetts.
Wow.
Just before dawn, they burned parts of the town and killed 47 colonists.
The raid on Deerfield in Massachusetts.
On the 29th of February, 1704.
There's a little bit of history trivia for you.
That's all I could find.
Well, that's enough. That's all we need to know Frenchies, about the French. Their wine is good, though.
I am so pissed off at that.
I'm thinking, you know.
America. Well, they were American. They 1704.
I might just dump these as filler into the package that I'm mailing to you all because
whoa.
Everybody's packing yes. Peanuts. I think I'll make packing eggs.
The raiders left with 112 colonists as captives, whom they took overland the nearly 300 miles to Montreal. They took them to Montreal.
They took them to Montreal. That's how they took
the slave state of Montreal.
Man.
Can you believe that? Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. All right.
Unbelievable.
We have some friends. Well, the friends that were here.
We have a friend.
That are saying hello from Disney World. They're watching. And I hope you heard my comment basically about you're in communist, Bill. So you can hate me later. All right. Before you get into your weird, sad, depressing news of the week.
Yes.
I want to share about and give a shout out as well to Stephanie Pearson from Pearson and Rabbits, because she's been on our show before. She has sponsored us. Her company, Pearson and Rabbits, has sponsored us. They were on episode 139, and that was back on June 29th. If you scroll through and go back and listen to that show, it's amazing. Stephanie created her own firm because she was an OBGYN that got injured on the job from a patient, debilitating injury that left her disabled. And she found out rather quickly that she wasn't covered properly with disability insurance. And she now is actually advocating and helping educate physicians, residents, and healthcare workers about, and anybody, about the importance of insurance, but especially disability insurance, as well as life insurance and long-term insurance. So today we did another recording with her. It was so great catching up. And this one goes a little deeper into scenarios and situations and things where you wouldn't really think, oh, this is going to matter. I mean, to the point where we talked about things like, you know, with all this genetic testing, like people wanting to know their genetic, you know, if they're positive for HERS2 receptor genes or some of the BRCA genes or the cancer genes or some, they can get tested for some of the neurodegenerative stuff. You get that done and it's on your record, it's going to be information that insurance companies are going to see and can render you uninsurable, where all you're doing is trying to cover your ass and like, oh, I just want to get this information so that I can take care of myself like in the future because there's a family history of it. That plus things like, I don't know, taking Ozempic for weight loss But, you know, they look at it as a diabetic medication.
Well, as they should, because it's being used off-label.
And therefore, you can be rendered uninsurable. And you think you're just like on it to lose some weight so that you can, you know, follow those celebrities, the Kardashians, whoever's on it. So we go into more detail on that specific events that are really important. And it's good information.
Really good information.
So that will be coming out in a few weeks. Just wanted to throw that out there because it was a great conversation. But you should go back and listen to episode 139. And hear her story. And then it's just an overview of the importance of what insurance you need. And then the stuff that's provided to you through your employer is actually often you just think, I'm covered. I've got it through work. Can often be really terrible product. And you need to get your own specific occupational insurance. So, and everybody hates talking about that stuff, but disability is more likely. I mean, we all know we're going to die. But what is it? Isn't it something like 2/3 of people will have some go out on some kind of disability, whether short term or long term in their career? And, you know, you don't really think that's going to happen to you. But anyway, important stuff. So, yeah, Stephanie was awesome, super fun, and she explains really well. So I think I will throw us on a mini egg at the cicadas. How loud are they?
Can you hear them?
Very loud.
they're like losing their ever-loving shit over.
Yeah, I think it's because they want to talk to us.
I think they want to attack the lights, and they can't. They cannot penetrate.
Well, maybe you should
our cage-like fortress.
Maybe that's what it is. Yep. Well, yeah, we're living in a cage. When we first got this, and we have this massive, obviously, cage behind us, I felt like a trapped animal, like a freaking goldfish.
No, I love it. I love being the
literally
goldfish.
2 days. And I was like, it felt trapped. Now I like my protective cage. Keeps all of them things out.
Yeah. It yes. Yes.
So.
Okay. So they're loud.
So I am sorry, Lariat, that it's winter in Oregon again. All I can do is offer up prayers. It would be fun to be able to do dock tales in the day. And maybe we should do that. Have a, I don't know, tea time with Tim and May. At 4 p.m. or happy hour. I think we'll call it happy hour. the cicadas are allowed. That's funny. Okay, well, note to self. Maybe
when I get two mics figured out, we can have more.
Nathan can edit out the cicada sound. I don't know. We'll just cut it short tonight. Tim's got a cold. He's sick. Cicadas are loud. We just want to get this episode in for you all. What you got for us tonight?
Judge rules against transgender plaintiff suing over surgically extracted testicles rotting in ex-boyfriend's refrigerator next to the eggs.
Oh, no. Not the eggs.
Yes. A transgender individual sued an ex-boyfriend in an effort to get surgically removed testicles returned. However, the testicles were housed in a mason jar in the ex-boyfriend's refrigerator next to the eggs, had already been discarded.
Oh, wait a minute. Why?
So apparently,
the testicles in the refrigerator.
Apparently, this individual, who was a male that transitioned to a female, but still had a boyfriend. I don't know. I can't do the math on that. I'm not going to try. Wanted his nuts back.
And they weren't next to the nuts in the.
And he went to get them.
They're next to the eggs.
And they were already discarded, even though they were in the fridge.
What
so
moronic healthcare center.
I'm like, I'm just trying to get my nuts out of her purse.
Yeah, clearly right now they're actually in the they're actually bird in the yard with all the landscaping we've been doing this week.
Yes.
And that's for like another newsletter. Forget the paint situation. I'm going to talk about plants and how I said that people are going to think I'm neurotic because now I can't decide where to plant these plants. I bought too many plants. I'm going to have a jungle here. Anyway, that's coming up. So what healthcare facility sends home testicles with the patient?
No idea. Apparently a person that requested to go home with his testicles.
I mean, I heard of people taking on their kidney stones and their gallstones. I've seen patients go home with those. Never seen anybody go home with their colon polyps. Have you?
No.
You don't have yours in a jar somewhere next to the baby teeth in our house?
No. Do we still have baby teeth?
No. Funny story about that. So who didn't, I don't, when you were growing up, didn't your mom save your baby teeth?
I don't think so.
My mom did. She had them like in her jewelry box or in this container. So I started doing that with our kids and kept their baby teeth and they'd fall out. And there was this, you can get those special little jars for baby teeth and all this. I think our daughter was maybe junior high, maybe high school. And she's discovered this. I think she forgot that I had them. And she saw these, she was getting some jewelry and she's like, what the hell is this? Why are my teeth in here? And I'm like, oh, it's baby teeth. They collect baby teeth. She's like, that is sick. Because you saved my toenail clippings as well. And I'm like, good point.
Excellent point, actually.
And with that, the teeth went into the garbage. But that is pretty gross. Why do we keep baby teeth? And who else, does anybody else do that? Or was it just a weird Canadian thing? Just like we keep the garbage under the sink in the cupboard. We don't put it like out on the side in a big garbage disposal.
No, the garbage lives in its own little garbagey existence.
The garbage has to be hidden away. I don't like the garbage being a can that takes up half of my house. So I don't know. Apparently we were talking, some friends were over and they're like, who puts their garbage under a sink? And I'm like, I guess it's a Canadian thing, just like the tea. But yeah. It would be really weird if you actually made jewelry out of them, right? Like earrings and a necklace. And people do shark teeth. Why can't you do your kid's teeth on a necklace?
Well, or you could be like the band Death.
Oh, blood, right?
Where when they're, oh, no. It's much, much, much worse than that. The band Death, when their frontman killed himself, the guitar player couldn't get a hold of him, went to his apartment, saw that he had blown his brains out. Took a picture of the death scene before he called the cops so that, because it would make a really bitchin' cover for their next album, which it did.
Oh.
And then took chunks of his skull and made a necklace out of it.
Oh, that is just morbidly perverted.
Yeah, they released a couple of these, I don't know how many, apparently with that, and then the cops figured out and lost their minds.
Yeah, like, isn't that almost, what do you call it?
Oh, no, it's, I think a bunch of them eventually went to jail because they were hunting.
Well, they messed with the crime scene.
There were a Norwegian Satanist band, and I think it was Death. If I'm wrong, I'm sorry, Death. But, and they, I can't remember if it was them or another one of the death metal Norwegian bands that, like, a bunch of the guys went to jail for killing a bunch of gay guys that they hunted in Norway.
Oh.
Yeah, like it's no, completely crazy.
There's messing with the, obviously it's seen.
So we went accident, crime, because we care about our listeners.
But it's not like defiling a body that is already dead.
Of course it is. Yeah. We went from the Tooth Fairy.
Well, that you went
to
from,
death metal.
You went from the Tooth Fairy
to the worst death metal of all. But there is a great episode on. I don't need to boost their podcast because it's so amazing. If you go on. What is it? Which one is that? That's Disgraceland.
Oh,
and
yes.
It's episode one or two on Disgraceland. They go through the entire history of the Scandinavian death metal, and it is just the craziest stuff you'll ever listen.
I'm reading some comments. Okay, someone said, my dogs are barking. The people here are definitely nicer than in California Disneyland. What's that mean, my dogs are barking?
My feet are sore. From walking.
Whoa.
Yes.
Okay.
My feet are sore from walking
my
around.
My dogs are barking.
Yes.
Means my feet are sore. That is a saying I've never heard. So why are they called dogs? And they're barking because they're complaining.
Why would Norwegian death metal people make
this? Best to that. No. I'm going through the comments.
You go up, I go down. Yang, okay. Yang.
All
yang,
right.
Yang.
So does everybody use that term, my dogs are barking? I never had heard that before. We have some crazy Canadian sayings, but just like I had to give my friend some flack talking about, she told me she had to go fix dinner. The other night we were texting and she said, I got to go fix dinner. And I said, what
happened
to it?
Is it broken?
I said, what happened? She goes, what do you mean what happened? I said, well, you said you had to fix it. Like, is it burnt or did somebody do something? And then it was like, no, fixing dinner means I'm making dinner. I'm like, oh, I thought fixing was like a thing. I don't know.
Unless you get the fix-ins. You get KFC with all the fix-ins.
Okay, what's a fix-in?
I don't know. It's some hillbilly. Look, I got a t-shirt on from the greatest stoner metal band in the world, Clutch, with a giant crab. Because it's the only heavy metal band you'll know that literally has a song about making crab cakes.
This has turned into like a really weird episode all about food and death and bizarre things. Anyways, my dogs are fixing. Okay. So apparently Larry has heard that dogs are sore feet. Barb has never heard that before. Fixing is Southerners. Fixins are sides?
Yeah, fixins.
Fixins. No, they're sides. Side dishes.
Yes. Fixins. So you get KFC with all the fixins. You get the Colonel's gravy. But honest to God, whoever invented the Colonel's gravy should get a Nobel Prize for gravy.
Talk about that last episode.
I love the Colonel's gravy.
I was going to say something, but I will zip it. Yes, the Colonel's gravy is really delicious, and I can taste it now. Brings me back to childhood. If I smell it, I have flashbacks.
It's probably the
but
only
we never
gravy.
Called it a fix it. Fix it. I yeah, love it.
It's probably the only gravy in the world that has more carbs than fat.
You think it has?
Because it's so thickened with starch.
Probably. It's like a total lard, and it's probably got a bunch of lard and shit in it. Midwest terms, you know, there's so much Canadian slang too that I kind of miss it when you go back home. But my dogs are barking. I love it. Okay. Well,
that's a lot of walking.
That's a lot of walking. So what else you got for us in the weird medical
people?
Loops?
Okay. This is from The Guardian, which is a large international paper out of the UK. In the worthless studies and why there's so much crap in medicine column. People who live alone or are more likely to feel depressed, study finds. Just like lonely people are usually alone. And really? Wow. And you need a study to figure that out?
Who funded that study? Does it say? Probably not. Brought to you by the makers of.
Well, yeah. Well, right. Because according to our last episode, there's a public health crisis of loneliness, which somehow the government or CDC is supposed to solve. What, they're going to have a loneliness vaccine? Oh, that's right. But the loneliness vaccine, strangely, is just heroin.
Just get a puppy.
Just heroin. I don't feel lonely when I'm drooling out of the side of my mouth trying to not breathe in my euphoric state. I mean, it's come on.
Just get a puppy.
Yeah, exactly. And then it can bite you with its little puppy. Remember when the dogs were little? You know why puppies are so cute? It's so you don't kill them.
We all know why. Exactly.
It's just why, like, why do babies smile at 2 months old? Because, like, that's at the stage where you're like, there's no choice. We have to send it back.
No, because they're looking at their mama all the time and they're happy with what they see.
No, they smile so you don't try to get rid of it.
That's puppies.
Okay, I can't get rid of it now. It's smiling at. And it kind of looks like me in a strange way. And then it shit itself, which I've done from time to time.
And then it spits up on you. And then you shit yourself from time to time.
Well, from time to time. The times have, you know, thankfully gotten longer in periodicity. The frequency between the sine waves has been much longer. But I understand that at some point there will be a time where those narrow.
So what you're saying is you're going to go do some long distance runs again?
No. I'll just say it happens.
There may have been a few times when he's come up the drive away from a long run with that runner's colitis.
There was one time.
One time? Oh, I thought it was more than one
no,
time.
No, I think there was one.
Well, if you're a long distance runner, you know what we're talking about. Something happens, though.
Don't do that with dogs, though. They try to, like, be a cleaning service, and it's very disruptive. It's horrible, actually.
Well, if you were a whale, you'd like the cleaning service. Whoa, too much information.
Just saying.
Yeah, when you're running and your gut gets ischemic because lack of blood flow.
I wasn't ischemic.
No?
No, not even close.
It was just too much coffee before the run, hey? Anyway. So what's coming up this week?
Oh, boy.
Well, we dropped a truth bomb today.
Oh, boy.
And
tomorrow.
Today is the truth bomb, Wednesday. So the truth bomb today is all about being sponge-worthy. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. If you know what sponge-worthy is, if you watch Seinfeld, you'd know what sponge-worthy is. So this episode, she didn't put it in the graphic title, I don't think, about being sponge-worthy. I think it's in the description. I wish it had just said, are you sponge-worthy? That would have been more fun. But tomorrow on the regular podcast, we have Walt Heyer on our show. And a lot of you have probably not heard of Walt, but he has been in multiple documentaries. He's an amazing man on a mission till he's dead to stand up for people. And he doesn't even like to use the word people that
detransition.
Well,
he refuses to use the language for which.
Yes.
And so he was a very successful man in business. And at, what was it, 40?
Became a woman.
42, became a woman. Was a very successful woman in business.
But but very, well, obviously very unhappy. And
then he went back to being a man. And I'm not going to do the spoiler. The reason he, quote, detransitioned blew my mind.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
And he actually hates that term, transitioning. He would say that I didn't detransition. I just like got my head on straight and realized that I'm a man. And so you must listen to that episode. It's like amazing. And we just found him by happenstance because we were watching that documentary that we shared with you all called The Disenchanted. But now the name's going to escape me.
You can't. It's on the Epic Times. It's really, really good. It's the, you're going to have to look it up because
yes. Chloe Cole is in it as well as two other people who talk about their journey from one sex to the other and switching back. And Pamela Garfield is on there. And I'll have to look up the name again. I think it was Disenchanted or Disengendered. Let me look it up here. No, that's not right. So we watched it on Epic Times. We've linked it before. And if anybody can remember, help me out. All right. Enough of dead air while I look that up here in a minute.
Gender transformation.
Thank you very much. You'd think that would be easy for me to remember, but.
Well, you just have to know how to search.
So gender transformation is really good. There's one that we haven't watched yet. I'd like to called Lost Boys. It's just be really good as well. But Walt's been on a lot of things. So an amazing, amazing episode. And he offers, you can connect with him on his website. And he offers help in finding resources. Your child or your family needs advice on what to do, who to seek out for counseling, who to trust, how to know when they're going through tough times. And this is becoming a situation for the family. So please listen to that one for sure. Anything else you want to add before we tuck you in?
No, I don't think
NyQuil?
So. No, this should have been DocTales with NyQuil. But Florida Man is better. Cigar City Brewing, they have some good stuff. They have another one called Hi-Li, which is fantastic.
Well, maybe we can reach out to them. Because
maybe they'll send us some cigars too.
Maybe you'll be a Florida man. Your mug can be on the can. How about that?
I have too many teeth.
You just need to drink some more beer.
Yeah. Well, whatever. We can fix that problem.
All right, everybody. Got any last minute requests, comments, or anything? Thanks for joining us on the Instagram. We can see you all there. Tropical Doll for Life. That's a great name. I love it. It looks like Doctor on Porta 314, Leo 7, and Libra Cam. I love it. Good to see you all. And we would love to hear your comments. True Serum coming out this week. I got to get working on that one. If you haven't subscribed, please go and click on the link to subscribe, bsfreemd.com, scroll to the bottom, or bsfreemd.com/truthserum for the great writings of Tim and I on a weekly basis with some deep thoughts and photos of the week and some great links to the shows and books of the week. All right. Looks like we get the silent majority out there. Everybody's done. Have a great week. We'll see y'all next time.
It's no secret that medicine is a bit uptight. That's why Tim and I created BS Free MD, to mix things up a little and have fun in the process. Besides, we are having these exact same discussions all the time, so we thought we might as well invite everyone to the party. If you really like us, you can get plenty more and maybe see one of Tim's cool tattoos on our Instagram or Facebook pages at BS Free MD. See you next time.
But we try to keep BS3MD as raw and real as possible. We can't be held responsible for any medical decisions or discussions had as a result of what you've heard on the show. We know, bummer. But the truth is, we really do care about your questions. So feel free to reach out to us by email at doc@bsfreemd.com.